You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Julia Giordano, the co-founder of Brick Piggy, a new subscription Lego rental service. How cool is that? And Julia, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours. So for starters, tell us, what is Brick Piggy and how does the service work?
Great. Well, Brick Piggy, as you said, is a new subscription Lego rental service, and it's aimed to minimize the clutter in your house, and also while doing that, it's still continuing your children to encourage more building. So my partner, Gretchen Cotnor, and I came up with the name Brick Piggy because we're reminded of the three little pigs and that third pig who built his house of bricks, and bricks is another term that's used for Lego pieces. So the way Brick Piggy works is pretty simple, actually. You can go to brickpiggy.com, and you choose your child's builder level, so whether they're a beginner, an intermediate, or an advanced level, and we base that basically on brick or piece count rather than just age, because different children, you know, build different types of Lego sets. Then once you've chosen the level, you choose your child's favorite Lego sets, and then you choose your delivery frequency, and that's up to you. It can be anywhere from every 2 weeks if you've got this really avid builder that's just burning through sets. It could be every month, every 6 weeks, you choose. When you receive the set that you've chosen, you keep it for 30 days. So your child builds it, they have time to play with it, and then they take it apart and send it back to us. The great part is that if you are getting an intermediate set or advanced set from us, we do send them to you pre-sorted just like you would buy them in the store. So they have their own sort bags. You have the instruction booklet. You can follow along. But when you send it back, you just send it back taken apart. We, on our end, then clean everything, sanitize it with – we use a green sanitizer. It's the only EPA-approved botanic disinfectant. It kills 99.9% of household germs. And then once the sets are cleaned and sorted, we then send them out to the next customer.
Very, very clever and creative. I've got to hand it to you. Now, what type of customer would Brick Piggy appeal to the most, and how do you make it a point to reach that particular audience?
Great. Well, we appeal to those children and actually sometimes often adults who love to build with Lego. So they tend to be avid builders, as I said, but we do also have a subscription level for beginners. So when Gretchen and I decided to start Brick Piggy, it was because we found from our own experience and from friends of ours that we have children who build Lego sets. Then they play with them for a bit, and then a lot of times they just put them aside, and then they never play with them again. So a lot of us have sets that are accumulating in our house. Pieces get, you know, thrown about, and, you know, we understand that. It's probably something I should have mentioned before, too, is that pieces may go missing. There's no penalty on our end for that. We keep an inventory of thousands of extra pieces, and when we get them back on our end, we sort, we make sure everything is correct before we send it to the next customer. But when you have them in your own house and they're all over the place, a lot of kids, they don't want to build it again because once they've put it together, they're done, or maybe they lost one part and they can't find the instruction booklet, and that's it. So by renting Lego through us, you save space, you save money, and that's definitely a great selling point to busy moms and dads. So particularly when you have kids who love to build the intermediate and advanced sets, those can set you back $100 to $200 or more. So not only are they expensive, but they also take up a great deal of room in your house. We officially launched in November, and we've been marketing our brand in a variety of ways. We've used social media. We've also have a blog, and we've been trying to keep up with posts and things that interest this type of consumer. We have our advertising. We've worked with other media outlets to get our story out there, and we've worked through our network of friends and family. So we feel like it's just beginning, and we're excited that it's starting to catch on.
Now, we know that there are always challenges when starting a business. What challenges did you face in launching Brick Piggy?
Great. Well, when we decided that we were interested in doing this and we came up with this idea, we did receive a great deal of feedback from family and from friends and former colleagues. And we did have to consider those opinions. We felt like it was important to do that. But we also wanted to stick with our gut and how we envisioned this business. So we knew we wanted to focus on Lego only. We had a lot of ideas about why don't you rent this too and this. But we wanted to keep sort of a simple focus and make sure that we really did that as best as possible. And we also mainly wanted to target that developing an advanced builder rather than beginner builders. You know, looking for those who value frequent building. But as I said before, we do have a beginner option. And a lot of this came about because as we considered those frequent builders, a lot of them have younger siblings who are just starting out. And we want to really encourage the building for them, too. So we didn't want to leave them out. So some other challenges are that as we grow, our responsibilities and roles are expanding. And right now, it's just the two of us. So we're handling the operations, the marketing, the finances, the website, you name it. But doing this has been such a great experience, allowing us to be our own bosses. We have work flexibility, and we learn something new each day.
Today we are joined by Julia Giordano, the co-founder of Brick Piggy, a new subscription Lego rental service here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Julia, what advice do you have for others looking to start an online business like yourself?
I think if you're looking to start your own business, you want to find your niche. You want to think about how you can help your customers and respond to a need. So if you could focus on building a website that's easy to use and that's user-friendly and really helps that consumer go through the process and understand what they're looking at, that's probably the best way to go. And I think the other thing is just don't be afraid to just jump in and start.
And lastly, Julia, what advice would you have for other aspiring entrepreneurs in general that are tuned in today?
Sure. Well, thanks for asking. I think one real part that we've thought about is just, you know, having that courage to try. You know, when we were initially thinking about this, we're like, well, why should we do this? Then we're like, why shouldn't we? You know, failure is learning. So I'm going to start with something and start. And if you realize something isn't working, then you pivot, but you don't give up. And if you aren't willing to make mistakes and respond to them, it really doesn't work.
And I couldn't agree more. It certainly has been good to have had you, Julia. Where can listeners get more information on Brick Piggy?
Sure. If you go to our website at brickpiggy.com, and it's piggy with a Y at the end, you'll find everything you need to learn there. So I hope that you take a visit and you look and learn more about us.
Well, once again, Julia, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to the company, and look forward to the opportunity of having you back with an update right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Julia Giordano, the co-founder of Brick Piggy, a new subscription Lego rental service. And for more information, visit brickpiggy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.